relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
As cool as James Bond, as polished as the Pink Panther, as single-minded as my little fiendish sidekick Kato, he's Nancy's nightmare, America's most beloved legal immigrant, Dr. G.
Nancy's nightmare. Can I put that on my business card? Welcome back, dear friends, the third hour of America First with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka. And that devilish little Kato, where are you? Not now, Kato. I'll leave the impersonations to Stevie, but we do miss Sellers and the rest of his crew. We opened the show with a discussion of the true cruelty that is the Democrat Party today. And I have to read to you from our friends at Breitbart a harrowing, heartbreaking story that will explain to you who these people are. From Bob Price and Randy Clark. A leaked Border Patrol video details the dramatic attempt by Del Rio sector agents to revive a 9-year-old girl who drowned while crossing the Rio Grande with her mother and another sibling. The agents successfully revived the mother and one child, but the little girl could not be saved. Del Rio Sector Marine Unit agents came upon a small island in the middle of the Rio Grande, near Eagle Pass, on March 20th. The agents found three people unconscious on the island, where they became stranded while attempting to cross from Mexico into Texas. The video, obtained exclusively by Breitbart Texas, shows the Marine agents rushing to reach the riverbank while attempting to resuscitate the little girl. The video goes black as the ground-based agents reach in to lift the girl out of the boat and onto dry land where more intensive first aid can be applied. The frantic voices of the agents can be heard giving instructions and aid to the other agents attempting the rescue. The surviving 3-year-old child can be heard crying in the background. "Put her on a flat surface," one agent says. "Start compressions. Keep trying," a voice can be heard saying. The sounds of the agents trying to help the little girl can be heard. "Hear breath?" an agent asks. The efforts resulted in fluids coming out from her mouth as agents continued the compressions. "Turn her on her side," the agent instructs. "All the way, her whole body. There you go. Good job. Come on, wake up," another agent explains. "Wake up, baby, come on." She died. 9 years old. Why was she there with her mother and her sister on that little island in the middle of the river? I'll tell you why. Because Joe Biden said, "Come to America. Give your last peso to the smugglers, the cartel operatives. Sell everything you own with a plastic bag of a change of clothes. Risk everything. Risk your children's lives to come to America." Anyone who condones that, I'm sorry, I will say it. And no, I'm not sorry. I'm just going to say it. You are evil incarnate. There is no excuse. A better life in America? A 9-year-old girl's life was lost because of the decisions of this administration. We joke here about if you're complaining that the price of gas has increased 50 cents in 2 months and you voted for Biden, well, you're dumb. If you think that this story of a 9-year-old child dying has nothing to do with Joe Biden, you're not just stupid, you're evil. There is no justification. There is no, oh, all immigrants should be allowed in explanation for why that child had to die. Why every single day 500 children cross the border, not by themselves, in the clutches of the smugglers, the coyotes, who throw them off 15-foot-high barriers, as we discussed in the previous hour, who see no problem as the agents trying to help the children close in on that dinghy. The coyote throws the 6-month-old child into the river. If there is any ideological way somebody can justify that, they will go straight to hell if they die. I'm not swearing. I'm making a promise. If you think that it's okay to have an infant thrown into the river, a 9-year-old child die because of some utopian vision for people from another country, and you don't repent of that, then you will be damned to burn in hellfire. Because there is no excuse for that. And if you can't see that in this holy season of Holy Week, then maybe there is no salvation for you. Let's denude this of any political flavor or anything that smacks of partisan politics. This is about the weakest, the most vulnerable, those who should enjoy nothing, nothing, nothing at all, except protection, succor, and love. The only reason that these benighted families and these children are swarming our borders right now is because of Joe Biden and his ascendancy to the White House. He said it. He said it on the campaign trail. He said it during the debates. Every refugee, every asylum seeker should be allowed in. At what cost, Joe Biden? How many 9-year-olds need to die? Give me a number. Just give me a justification. Or at the very least, go to the border. You senile old man. If you're too afraid, as you stumbled on the steps again yesterday, climbing onto Air Force One, then why on God's green earth haven't you ordered that cackling fiend, your deputy, to go visit? All she can do is laugh, literally laugh at the reporters asking her if she's going to the border. Guess what, old man? On paper, As per the U.S. Constitution, you are still her boss, no matter how early you have to go to bed, no matter how many times you need to take a little nap in the afternoon. You're still, by rights, shockingly, the president of America. So why don't you order Kamala as your point person for the border to go there now? Instead of sending junior anonymous no-name flunkies to block, to obstruct the duly elected senator for Texas, Ted Cruz, as he goes on a fact-finding mission to that detention facility to show Americans what you and your policies are doing to those children, those women, those mothers. There is no excuse. It is utterly, utterly, it's not even immoral. It is amoral. It is without moral sense. To what end? To win elections? Really? You want to create more Democrat voters? How many 9-year-old girls have to die for you to make sure that you win another election? You have no excuse because your heart is black in its wickedness. And we know it. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Stay on this channel. Let there be no doubt, big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. So why exactly are we choosing to give these big tech companies all of our personal data? The battle lines have been drawn. Big tech has made it clear which side they're on. Now is the time to take a stance. Protect your personal data from big tech with the VPN I trust for my online protection, ExpressVPN. See every device, whether you're on the phone, laptop, or on TV, has a unique string of numbers called an IP address. When you search for stuff, watch videos, or even click a link, big tech companies can use that IP address to track all your activity and tie it back to you. When I use ExpressVPN, my connection gets rerouted through their secure encrypted servers, so these companies can't see my IP address at all. My internet activity becomes anonymized, and my network data is encrypted. And the best part is, you don't need to be tech savvy at all to use ExpressVPN. Just download the app on your phone or computer, tap one button, and you're protected. So stop handing over your data to big tech companies whose aim is to censor you and spy on you. Defend your rights and protect your internet activity with the VPN I use every day. Visit expressvpn.com/GORKA. That's expressvpn.com/GORKA to get 3 extra months free. Go now to expressvpn.com/Gorka and learn more.
So, Mr. President, what do you think about the possibility that baseball decides to move their All-Star game out of Atlanta because of this political issue?
I think today's professional athletes are acting incredibly responsibly. I would strongly support them doing that. People look to them. They're leaders. Look at what's happened with the NBA as well. Look at what's happened across the board. The very people who are victimized the most are the people who are the leaders in these various sports. And it's just not right. This is Jim Crow on steroids, what they're doing in Georgia and 40 other states.
Excuse me? Does anybody know who created Jim Crow? Does anybody remember who created the Jim Crow laws? It was you and your buddies. Remember the fine men you called those segregationists? Yes, the Democrats. Let's go to our authority on all matters sporting. Mr. G, talk to us about what's going on with this administration and the various leagues.
All right, so here a couple of things with that. Now, they're trying to get Major League Baseball to basically change the location of the All-Star game. And Major League Baseball is saying that they're open to it. The same thing happened this week with the PGA with golf.
Right.
You've got the Masters Golf Tournament, which is the biggest golf tournament of the year, every year. The big thing about that is it's held at Augusta National, which is the same golf course. That's what makes the tournament. There was no way the PGA was going to change it. I actually read a couple of stories. I looked all over the place to see. Not only is the PGA not changing it, they didn't even respond to a comment. They didn't even respond to the story. It was ridiculous to think that because they would have lost a lot of money for it. Now, Major League Baseball saying, oh, you know what, we might change it. Well, the All-Star Game is in a different city every single year.
Right.
So all they'll do is they'll change it to a different city.
Just move it.
But my point is, if you want to boycott, then boycott. The Atlanta Braves, who are part of Major League Baseball, they have 81 home games this year. So if this law in Georgia is so bad, so terrible, cancel every home game for the Atlanta Braves. Step up if you really think it's so bad.
Yes, show them, show them. And then he goes after the Texas Rangers, right? Play this cut, cut three. Eric, hit it.
The Texas Rangers say there will not be any attendance restrictions in their stadium this season. That means it could be filled to capacity, Mr. President, 40,000 people with masks required except when actively eating and drinking. What are your thoughts on the Rangers' decision?
Well, that's a decision they made. I think it's a mistake. They should listen to Dr. Fauci and the scientists and the experts.
Are the fans going to do that, Mr. G?
Well, which Dr. Fauci, from last year or this year?
Oh, the one that wears masks to the ball game or the one who doesn't wear masks to the ball game, correct?
Yes, and I think this is a good thing. You get that stadium packed out, all these other teams are going to come around, they're going to start complaining to their cities that they want to be able to be at full capacity.
And give us the last rather embarrassing story about Joe Biden. What is he not doing in the nation's capital?
He's not going to be throwing up the first pitch of the Nationals game.
Why?
Well, Fauci did it last year, and that was a big problem. Why? What do you think he can make it 60 feet?
I wanted you to say it. Could you imagine this kind of little kind of drop it out of his hand? I mean, look, I've never played baseball. I think I could do it. Hey, Joe, I'll do it. I'm still a presidential appointee. I'm still a presidential appointee in the Defense Department. Sorry, guys at Media Matters. What's Zaki's name? Yeah, for the time being, I'm still there. So you wanna deputize me? I'll throw it, and I'll use my old cricket bowling there. That'll shake things up a bit. Pathetic. But it's not just sports. I want everybody to comment on this one. Video Cut 7, the CEO, James Quincy of Coca-Cola, also had to wade in. Hit cut.
Let me be crystal clear and unequivocal. This legislation is unacceptable. It is a step backwards, and it does not promote principles we have stood for in Georgia around broad access to voting, around voter convenience, about ensuring election integrity. And this is frankly just a step backwards. We've spent many decades promoting within Georgia a better society and a better environment for business, and this is a step backwards. And we're very clear on that, and our position remains the same. This legislation is wrong and needs to be remedied, and we will continue to advocate for it, both in private and now even more clearly in public.
Okay, that's the CEO. He's got a weird accent, I get it, but he's the CEO of Coca-Cola. Jeff, firstly, okay, now, tell me if I've missed something. I don't drink Coca-Cola. Okay, I'm a Pepsi guy now and again. And I'm an immigrant, so maybe I just don't get it. But I heard the maker of the most popular soft drink in the world talk about their role in voting. What? Sorry? Did yeah. I? What? When I took my civics test to become an American, I missed that part.
And I think the same thing that I think about with Major League Baseball. If Coke really wants to, if they're so offended by this, stop selling Coca-Cola in all of Georgia.
Right.
You just stop, pull out, then let it hit you financially.
Take the financial hit. Shad, you are the professor here at America First.
It's true.
What is this thing about Coca-Cola's role in elections?
So this is why HR departments, as like a foundation in a large, like a lot of large corporations, are a total grift. Because what happens is you have all of these people who go to school for communication degrees, HR degrees at a lot of the big state schools, then they get hired on by these corporations,
right,
and start fairly low in their departments, you know, initially working from middle management and et cetera. But everybody's held hostage. You know, we've known this forever about the way that you know, companies and entertainment industry, in the entertainment industry, and et cetera, are kind of held hostage by the folks who don't actually control everything, you know, but they're the people who have the ability to ruin your career. So, like, say, when it comes to HR, if somebody has wrong think or somebody does something inappropriate,
you can be punished.
Yeah, and HR is an important thing to have for people acting inappropriately. But what's happening is that these people worm their way into the upper echelons, and they convince everybody in the really high areas, in the really high managerial positions
of the ideology.
Yeah, of the ideology, right? They're all just they're red book thumpers, right? And they're all being produced by our colleges, and they're working for these companies. They're working for the entertainment industry.
See, I lived in a different age where if there was disciplinary action to be taken in a corporation, guess what? The CEO did it. HR's job was to make sure that your bank wiring details were correct and that you filed the right number of holidays. That's what HR is about, not about making sure you are politically correct. Let's go to the man who said, if I ever had to leave the studio early, would take over the show. He's Eric. Comment on all of this insanity from your youthful position.
I think the saddest thing of all this shows just how far, you know, capitalism is the free market system, right? It's the free market, especially against the Cold War and communism. And yet, where are we in 2021? You have soda companies that have decided they can take on an entire state, big tech companies that can censor a president of the United States while he's in office,
yep.
Airlines that inevitably are going to start forcing you to get an injection to fly to go see family or whatever. And they're working hand in hand with the government. We've got to do something about these out of control corporations.
See that? Was he watching the Post? Was he rehearsing to be a radio personality? He stopped 50 seconds before the Post. A cautious man, but he's right. It's all connected. Baseball, football, NBA, you name it. The insanity from Dr. Seuss to the banning of the president from Facebook yesterday. Not the president, the interview of the president by Lara Trump. Guys, it's a war. It's a war for the soul of America. It's a good name for a book. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Stay with us, won't you? Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. A remarkable product that I support. Why? Because it works. How do I know that? Because I've been taking it for more than 2 years. When Pete and Seth Talbot came to me, I said, look, I'm not going to endorse anything unless it works, unless it's real. And I tried it. And I'd been suffering from a lower back pain issue for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free. After my knee operation a year ago, I was in great pain after the surgery when they drilled through my kneecap to reattach my quad, and I got off those prescription drugs as soon as possible. What did I do? Take a treble dose of Relief Factor, drug-free, and it worked. Find out for yourself today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack by calling 800-500-8384, or just go to relieffactor.com. Please, don't wait any longer. The only thing you have to lose is the pain. 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Liberals are stupid. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that offends you, but not you personally. I mean, liberals are just dumb. Oh, don't say that. They're just stupid. Hey, let's let criminals out early on bail through bail reform. Let's not arrest people anymore for minor crimes. Let's let them roam the streets. And let's attack the police. And oh my gosh, it turns into Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. How the hell did that happen? Because you're stupid. Is there any, Sean, it's your show. Please give me another explanation. I'll wait. Let me turn it to those. Sean Hannity, what is the explanation for the explosion in crime in New York? I mean, what is it? What's the other explanation? You have to be stupid to not understand what would have happened when you go easy on criminals and hard on cops.
You gotta love the guy. If anybody deserves to try and take over Rush Limbaugh's slot, it's Dan Bongino. Chat, I need the first 8 seconds of that when he just rails on them. It's just because you're stupid. Now, what is it in reference to? That gruesome assault. Was the victim an Asian woman in New York? So this Asian woman caught on camera having her head stomped on by a 300-pound black guy who's been let out of prison early for what? For what? Murdering his mother by putting a knife through her heart. That's the logic of the left. And on top of that, it's got to be mentioned. I don't know what his skin color is. Doesn't matter. The security guard who watched it all from 10 feet away and did nothing. Whoever you are a coward. Okay. Something I promised. Shock of the day. AOC's made another statement. This time it's not about surges being insurgents. It's about what you should have to pay for. Cut nine, play cut.
But when you rip a baby out of the hands of a mother, you cannot draw the same comparison. And anyone who is trying to do that is doing a profound disservice to the cause of justice. So I don't want to excuse any of this, but I don't think we should also get them twisted together, because one is not the same. And we cannot dust that under the rug. And by the way, those families are owed reparations, period.
Who's she talking about? Can you guess? Is it the families, the great, great, great grandchildren of slaves in America? No, it's illegal immigrants. It's illegal aliens. You, yes, you listening to this show should be paying reparations. Reparations. And what does dust that under the rug mean? Does she mean sweep it? Dust that under the rug? Problems with language, AOC. Problems with language. How about this suggestion? Yeah, let's have reparations. Reparations to these tragic, tragic individuals. 3 months walking to America, exploited by the cartels. Many of them raped, sexually abused, the children thrown off the top of the border wall, the children thrown into the river. Yeah, sure, let's, you know, give them reparations. But I tell you, who's going to pay for it? Not me. Not anybody who wants a sealed border. Not anybody who wants to see the cartels crushed. If you voted for Joe Biden, yeah, you can pay the reparations. If you voted Democrat, if you agree with open borders, how about you pony up the money? Because, as we discussed earlier, there's one person responsible for the tragedy on the border, the 9-year-old girl who drowned to death, and every other person who has suffered or died. It's the president who reversed every single border security measure that we in the Trump administration put in place. That man is Joe Biden. And if you voted for D, the letter D, in the November election, you can pay the reparations, starting with you, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Because I don't want them to suffer. I want a sealed border. I don't want to make money for the cartels. Chew on that. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Do you ever feel the urge to push back against the leftist mainstream media narrative of cops being your enemy? If you know and love an officer, or just in general support our American law enforcement as an institution, you've probably had that sentiment bubble up inside of you. I want to share with you a very special and very stylish new way to show that you have the back of the police. Eggard Watch's CEO Ilan is an unapologetic supporter of police and is taking a very strong stance amidst this defund police movement to speak out against negative rhetoric. He designed a commemorative police watch that is beautiful. I noticed special details like the engraving and the quote on the back. Ilan shared with me that in consulting with officers on the watch design, they asked him for an image of St. Michael on the piece. Eggard Watches gives away 15% of all sales from this model to police charities. They back up their talk with action. If you haven't seen their Speak Truth short film on this topic, it's a must watch, and you can currently find it on the Eggard website, despite YouTube trying to restrict your ability to view it. Remember to apply this podcast's unique promo code, G-O-R-K-A, to your police watch order so you can save over $30 at checkout. Visit EGARDwatches.com to make your order. It's time we support companies that stand up for what we believe in, and Eggard is a company I am proud to recommend.
Hear ye, hear ye, ladies and gentlemen, hailing from the far reaches of the swamp, the righteous writer of wrongs, the triumphant teller of truths, this is the Baron, Boris Epstein, on America First.
It is the Baron, but first, I want to remind you of another great American. He's a supporter of Salem Radio and this show, America First, Mike Lindell. Did you catch my interview with Mike yesterday? Check it out. Go to our YouTube and Rumble channels. He broke some news about his new social media platform, frankspeech.com. Check it out. But in the meantime, support him, please. 24 corporations are boycotting MyPillow, trying to crush Mike because he's a conservative and a truth teller. Go straight to his website, buy any one of his more than 100 products today. The latest, my favorite, his My Slippers. Incredibly comfortable sheepskin slippers. Check them out right now. You'll get up to 66% off if you use my name. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code Gorka. MyPillow.com, promo code Gorka. Baron, did we have fun on our podcast, or did we have fun?
Fun didn't even cover it. It was amazing. We talked about some deep things, some impactful things.
And Speedo's swimming trunks.
We also talked about Speedo's and banana hammocks. We covered it all.
We went the whole thing, Speedo's to communism, you name it. You got to check it out. It's called The Battle for 1600. Okay, let's continue the fun. I'm sure you've seen this because you're on social media as much as I am. Strange imagery from the president's wife at a rally. Eric, play cut.
So say it with me. Si se puede. The future is ours. Thank you.
Si se puede? What is that, Boris? What is that kind of Nazi-looking flag behind her? That was a little bit disturbing.
That flag, I believe, was designed by Che Guevara. seriously.
Che Guevara. It's good.
I'm as good at pronouncing it, but yeah, Che Guevara designed the flag, okay?
It's the Union of Farm Workers, but it's a little bit fascistic, I'm sorry. Little bit red, white, and black with an eagle in the middle, little bit kind of spicy there.
Do you remember when the Trump campaign used just an American eagle on a t-shirt?
Yeah.
And the media blew up and said, this is the Nazi flag and the Nazi symbol, and everybody's gotta go and boycott and cancel the Trump campaign?
I do.
Well, what about this? What about the first lady standing in front of what actually looks like the Nazi flag and the Nazi eagle?
I'm gonna interrupt you now, because this just appeared to me. A woman who can't say three words in Spanish standing in front of a very dodgy flag, to go to that after a first lady who spoke, what, six languages and who escaped communism? If you read that in a fictional novel, you'd say, no, that's stretching it a bit. That's the reality in our republic today, Baron.
That's where we live. That is the America we are living in. It's the truth, and it's a sad reality because Jill Biden, who's the first lady, is just obviously pandering to these people. And she's failing at it so badly. She's not authentic. And the few people that are in the crowd, I'm sure, know it.
It was like now, seven people.
Just like it's a typical Biden rally. It's a typical Biden rally. Seven people. No one cares. Ludicrous things said. Absolutely full of gaffes. It is a total disaster for Joe Biden. Look at what's happening at the border. This administration has done nothing but embarrassed itself time and time and time again.
All right, I have to ask you, I did a poll. I was fascinated, not the results I expected, after they have Facebook not only deleted Lara Trump's interview with our old boss, the president, their executives sent out a memo saying no posts with the voice of Donald Trump will be permitted. What? Where are we? I mean, George Orwell couldn't have written that. Do we, as conservatives, because I did this poll on Twitter, do we leave social media now? Do we wait until the president set up his? What is your feeling? You're a big social media guy as well. How long, how much will we put up with, Boris?
I'm not actually a fan of leaving because why would we give up our positions, right? I think what we need to do is fight. We shouldn't cede ground. We need to stay on social media, continue to fight, and then when there's new platforms available, go and populate those. That's what we need to do. Don't cede Twitter to the libs and the woke culture. Let's continue to be strong. Let's continue to have our voices heard. Continue to call out ludicrousness like that from Joe Biden. Continue to talk about the border. Continue to talk about the ridiculous overspending and the hyperinflation that's going to be caused by the Democrats. And then when the president has his social media rolled out, when there's other up to, let's go and populate and use those as well. That's very, very important.
And how delicious is it? How much Schadenfreude are you feeling today that the radical leftists are saying you can't name a school after Obama, he's an oppressor?
They're losing their mind. They're eating their own. And you know what, that happened in France. The French Revolution was full of that. That's literally what happened, right? These far left liberals took over and just started killing their own. Same thing in communist Soviet Union, same thing in Nazi Germany
and China.
Same, of course, in China. North Korea. These extreme regimes take over, and they have to be fueled on hate, so they just turn it on one another, and that's what you're saying.
How do you think there will be a kind of Sputnik moment where even the mainstream left goes, this cancel culture thing is out of hands. It's gone too far.
Maybe, but for now, you're seeing big companies, Major League Baseball, say, we're going to pull out of Georgia. We're not going to have we may not have the All-Star game because they dared to pass a totally common sense voting law there. For now, you have woke capitalism where the managerial class, they're not owners as much. They're managers. They care more about being woke and accepted at fancy cocktail parties than about the success of their business. So I hope we get there, but we're not there yet. That's for sure.
Yeah, I'm not an economist, but I think the synonym for woke capitalism is broke capitalism. Follow this man right now, Boris EP on Twitter, Boris_Epstein on Instagram, and check out, I think it's really one of our best, episode 57 of the podcast. You can get it on YouTube, you can download it wherever you get your audio podcasts, The Battle for 1600. God bless you, Baron. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Sadly, we're living under a Biden-Harris administration, and we all have to navigate the fallout of the barrage of executive orders. We have a good idea of what these are going to mean for the country. More debt, more regulation, slower growth, and higher taxes. Congress continues to expand spending, and the Fed has no choice but to keep printing money at an accelerated rate. This causes the dollar to fall and gold to increase. Add in recent talk of the so-called Great Reset, the multinational elite enacting a digital wallet currency. And just think of the implications of all of this and exactly what it'll do to your personal finances. The importance of owning physical gold and silver has never been stronger. Time to create your own gold standard with a call to the dealer I do business with. Call the experts at veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. Call 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-4653. Online at MidasGoldGroup.com.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
I don't have a master plan for each show or each week. I try to be as organic as possible, but when things just work out right, that by themselves they tie a neat bow on everything we've discussed, well, it just feels good. And I'm going to try that now. In the past, as a child of parents who suffered as children themselves under communism, under fascism, and then when that regime was replaced with a communist one under communism, my father being arrested, tortured, and imprisoned by the Hungarian dictatorship, I've always bristled in the past when people say, ah, the communist Democrats, ah, the socialists, the communist threat. I thought, really, here in America? Are you serious? Do you know what communism really looks like? Have you ever stood in line for 4 hours to get half a loaf of bread? Have you ever been kicked out of college because your father said the wrong thing? Do you live in dread for the 2 a.m. knock on the door when the secret police take you away on a trumped-up charge? I'm not so leery anymore. It's not crazy. And I don't just mean, you know, Roger Stone, which is a bad enough example. SWAT teams, helicopters, assault boats in the canal behind his house to arrest an old man for what? Lying in front of Congress? Well, then lock up most of the senators in Congress. Saying the wrong thing? Getting you kicked out of college? We're seeing it. Right now. And when you look at the video of that White House flunky preventing the senator from Texas finding out the truth of what's going on in the immigrant detention facilities, this is not the America that so many died for, that so many bled for, so many lost their limbs for. So as we head into this blessed Easter weekend, as Roma Downey said just 2 days ago on America First, we need the resurrection more than ever. We need a national resurrection. So celebrate with your loved ones. Thank the Lord for all the blessings he has provided you. And then contemplate what you will do differently, how much more you will do to make sure that our nation doesn't go the way of so many others that were destroyed. Get involved. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. Have a blessed Easter. But above all, stay frosty!